ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the Marshall Islands government says it could be a matter of decades before it has to decide on taking drastic action to try to cope with rising sea levels due to climate change. But in the past week, it has been revealed that the President, Hilda Heine, and her government are considering the idea of elevating the land. The Chief Secretary, Ben Graham, says while it's the most feasible solution, the ambitious project would cost hundreds of millions of dollars. So he's calling on the world's financing institutions to help fund it, as Girish Salani reports.
The latest report by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change identified the atoll nations of Kiribati, Tuvalu, the Maldives, and the Marshall Islands as being especially vulnerable to the adverse consequences of global warming. The dire projections in that report has prompted leaders from those countries to consider taking drastic action to cope with rising sea levels. In a recent interview with the Marshall Islands Journal, President Hilda Heine said her government has turned its focus on how to raise the islands. The country's Chief Secretary, Ben Graham, says it could be a matter of decades before such a plan might have to be initiated.
By 2050, we're still looking at least a foot or so of sea level rise in the Western Pacific. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but when you're at sea level already and you add waves and king tides and other events to a rising average sea level in the world and in the Western Pacific, it only means that we're going to see more and more of these flooding and inundation events.
How would the Marshall Islands government then propose to raise the islands physically? What's the process here?
That's one of the big questions. I mean, we've not concluded that raising the island is definitely going to happen, but what we're recognizing is sort of the writing on the wall, that it is perhaps an option that we'll have no choice but to exercise. And so we have to be prudent and err on the side of caution and look at what options exist. So we know that this has been done in a couple other places. We know that the Maldives has already constructed an artificial island on one of their reef flats, and it's already home to some 50,000 people. So this is not rocket science. You build up a revetment and they fill it in and you elevate the topography of a reef flat or an existing island.
When do you think that breaking point could be? Because the projections from the IPCC state by the year 2100, if the global warming exceeds 3% of pre-industrial levels, that could be an existential crisis for Marshall Islands. When would be the point where you decide, okay, it's time for us to get a plan going?
Well, we are developing a national adaptation plan, and that plan will have as the ultimate option this idea of raising our island. A number of the countries in the past have seriously considered relocation, you know, buying land somewhere else and basically transplanting your community to another country. You know, there's serious problems with that. One is you'll surely lose your cultural identity, your language, your practices, and we know that because we already have close to 30,000 Marshallese living in the U.S., and as with other migrant communities, the kids don't speak Marshallese and they have really no connection to their home. The other problem is the world conventions and laws have a gap in terms of what happens to countries if they get submerged, what happens to the resources within their sovereign boundary, and who has a claim to those resources.
So physically raising the islands would be the most practical solution. Would you say that?
Well, in order to avoid those two problems I just mentioned, we have to maintain a physical presence here. Even if it's a minimum sort of resident population that remains in these islands, if we're going to stay here and we make that decision that that's really an essential part of our continued existence, and if the sea level is going to rise to the point that it's going to submerge all of our atolls and islands, then it leads you to no other conclusion that you have to elevate. That's why that's sort of the decision that we've come to, that we're going to have to elevate at some point. And again, it depends on which scenario. If the Greenland ice sheet collapses, then this process is going to have to move much quicker based on the estimates on sea level rise in that scenario. But even if it's a mid-level scenario, and there are different scenarios, but even most of them point to, even by mid-century, more frequent wave-driven flooding and inundation events. So if you look at the more dynamic modeling that's been done in terms of potential for flooding of low-lying islands and atolls, you don't have to wait till the end of the century. We're going to already start feeling the effect more frequently on a day-to-day basis, just in the next few decades.
On that plan itself, has there been a discussion of how it can be funded?
If you look at the costs and rough estimates of constructing revetments and landfilling, you're talking about, in the order of hundreds of millions of dollars, possibly. what we're arguing is that atoll nations really are an exceptional case, and that the world's financing institutions, such as the World Bank, and really ought to look at our exceptional circumstances and provide avenues for us to get accelerated financing and assistance.